Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition, sliding into the happier 4 o'clock happy hour, and the phone callers this hour, I'll get to you, I promise, especially between now and about 4:30 Central Time, when Mark Thompson, he is a Wisconsin Elections Commissioner, an attorney by trade, friend of mine, and a wanted man, apparently, we'll talk with Mark at 4:30. Your call's next, but I wanted to kind of reset topically, at least. Think about this. You know, we're talking about what's the worst that could happen. How painful will be the death of democracy? Will it be slow like it's been here in the state of Wisconsin? Sort of a grip squeezing the life out of democracy here in the state of Wisconsin for 10 years plus? Or will it go quick and violently? Well, here's one thought. And NPR did a little statistical analysis, let's call it. What is the likelihood you're going to die of COVID if you live in a Trump county? And guess what? The higher the percentage of voters for Trump in the county in which you live, the greater the likelihood that you're going to die.
We've revisited this a couple times during this pandemic and during the presidency of Trump as well. And it pretty much bears through every single time.
Well, we're going to revisit that topic a little bit here in this hour. The headline, though, I'll just throw it out there. Recent COVID-19 death rates found to be 6 times higher in heavily Republican counties.
Wow.
Just throwing it out there. A pandemic of the willfully, blissfully ignorant.
And just last week, they were telling people who were stroke victims they had to go 100 miles away from Green Bay because they had too many patients in their hospitals.
That's what I hear. 844-967-2789. Jake, you impatient man, you. I guess Mark's first. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us?
Yeah, it's kind of unfortunate these people just can't tell Gableman to get bent in lieu of the fact that Gableman is just playing.
Well, I think you just did, Mark.
Playing fast and loose with these rules that,
But that's the great part. If you're Gableman, here's the great part, Mark. You got a job that never existed before, and you get to make up the rules as you're going along, and the taxpayers pay all the bills.
But you don't get to make up the laws as you go along because he just clearly is in, probably in violation of the law, saying, you know, issuing all this nonsense that, it's a shame on me for this atavistic part of me wishing I could invite all these guys to the Frey family gathering from the Game of Thrones and, you know, give them all the wine that Arya Stark served to them and watch them gasp their last, you know, while they're celebrating, whether they come to celebrate the death of democracy and serve them up with the justice that they kind of deserve. I mean, and not that I'd want that to happen, but
I think I'm going to hold Doria right there. Appreciate your call, Mark, 844-967-2789. Yes, sir.
Oh, I just figured, you know, just let them drink their own water and they'll be fine.
The Republicans that would...
Yeah, they poison their own water anyway. Have them drink their own water. I think you don't have to worry about adding anything to it. But again, I don't want to advocate for anybody doing anything like that. Let's move on.
Let's move on to a lighter topic, like Republicans dying of COVID-19. Keep her light. People who live in counties that voted heavily for then-President Donald Trump are more likely to die COVID-19 than people that live in counties that voted heavily for President Joe Biden, according to a new report. You know, I don't see too many happy stories. And, you know, I'm a little beyond feeling bad. This is not tragic. If Republicans that blissfully and willfully choose to not be vaccinated, you know, because I'm spiting Joe Biden or I'm supporting Donald Trump, who apparently is vaccinated and almost died of COVID, but whatever. I'm beyond feeling any sort of human empathy for people that would go out there and relish and you know. So anyways, I don't feel any sympathy for you any longer. A review of COVID-19 data by NPR found that people living in counties that went 60% or higher for Trump in November 2020 had 2.7 times the death rates of those that went for Biden. Shocker. Data examined by NPR, National Public Radio, included information collected since May in around 3,000 counties. Previous reports had found similar results. You talked about that. This ain't the first time this information's been laid out statistically. Healthcare analyst Charles Gaba told NPR that in October, death rates were six times higher in the most heavily Republican counties. Did you catch all that? The death rates, the mortality rates were six. One, two, three, four, five, six times higher. That's what, 600% higher in the most heavily Republican counties when compared to the most heavily Democratic counties. Here's a quote. An unvaccinated person is three times as likely to lean Republican as they are to lean Democrat, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation's Liz Hamill. If I wanted to guess if someone was vaccinated or not, I could only know one thing about them, I'd probably ask what their party affiliation is. All you'd have to do is see if they're wearing the red MAGA hat. NPR attributed the increased death rates to misinformation. Did you catch all that, you Foxy News fans? Misinformation. After the Kaiser Family Foundation, polling found that 94% of Republicans believe one or more false statements about COVID-19. 94%!
That's a ridiculous
amount.
That's
not a great track record.
That's a ridiculous amount.
94% of Republicans believe one or more false statements about COVID-19 could be true. The same poll showed that only 14% of Democrats believe false statements about the disease.
Now, when we talk about true and false, we're not talking about opinions. We're not talking about thinking about things. We're talking about things that are black and white, actual fact that is established. We're talking about establishing the same shared reality.
But there's a 80% differential between 94% of Republicans that believe false or misinformation about COVID-19 and the 14% of Democrats. That's an 80% differential.
That's insane.
That's your country right now.
I'm not surprised, but
that's
insane.
There's like an 80% gap in reality between the world I live in.
That's shared reality. This isn't talking about what we think we should do about the situation. This isn't talking about mandating vaccines or things like that. This is just whether things are or are not. That's it. And
you sound
90s,
like Yoda now.
Very bad you are.
Or are not. Do we have time? We got some Anthony Fauci sound. Anthony Fauci. Rojo, the clown, the current U.S. senator from the state of Wisconsin, said some things, you know, that Fauci overhyping the AIDS epidemic. And the fact that 2 months later he had updated information, he shared it with the American people. Well, Rojo would call that a flip-flop. Well, Fauci was on Jake Tapper on CNN this weekend, and Fauci was asked about Rojo, Ron Johnson. And here's what he had to say.
You know, Jake, how do you respond to something as preposterous as that? Overhyping AIDS? It's killed over 750,000 Americans and 36 million people worldwide. How do you overhype that? Overhyping COVID? It's already killed 780,000 Americans and over 5 million people worldwide. So I don't have any clue of what he's talking about.
I don't think he does either.
That was Jake Tapper's little commentary in between there. Now, Ron Johnson's had the COVID. And Ron Johnson's out there, what? pushing for the paste. He's a paster, Fancy Brand.
I gave that to my dog just the other day.
The ivermectin paste.
Yeah, it wasn't a paste, though. It was a chew.
Oh, did he have the worms or the COVID?
This is worm preventative, just so you know. But just I want to let everybody know, you don't have to get it in a paste. You can also get it in a chew.
You know, Ron Johnson would tell you, a man won the Nobel Prize for apparently inventing ivermectin. But it sort of is a fungal, an antifungal.
So, is a virus a fungus? No, it's not.
Antiviral, right? So anyways, we got more of this sound, or is that it?
That was the stuff you just referenced, but we have a bunch of stuff on Omicron and boosters as well.
Let's play a little bit more while there's time. Anthony Fauci.
Well, we're in really quite constant communication with our South African colleagues, Jake. They've really been very good about being transparent. They are giving that indication that you just mentioned. Clearly, in South Africa, Omicron has a transmission advantage, because if you look at the number of cases now, they were very much at a low level. Then they had almost a vertical spike upwards, which is almost exclusively Omicron. Thus far, though it's too early to really make any definitive statements about it, thus far it does not look like there's a great degree of severity to it. But we really got to be careful before we make any determinations that it is less severe or really doesn't cause any severe illness comparable to Delta. But thus far, the signals are a bit encouraging regarding the severity. But again, you got to hold judgment until we get more experience.
Understand, Anthony Fauci, you know, sort of the tan Tony Evers, if you will. Fauci is now being, analogized to Mengele, the Nazi. I've been seeing this since anti-mask rallies happening at the Wisconsin State Capitol, like March of last year. They were calling Anthony Fauci Dr. Mengele. You know, he's right on track for that, trying to save the people.
I don't see it.
You know, intent never seems to factor into Republican logic. You know what I'm saying? If he overhyped anything, he was trying to save lives. And that's his crime, according to Republicans. Trying to save their lives. They're going to die for freedom. And COVID. And Trump. You know, it's the American way. Come back. More Devils.
I don't care what drug will work. Try a bunch of them.
This isn't very nice, is it?